Hello, good evening from Plano, Texas. Word of Life Ministries, Plano, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant, apostle, prophet of Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ and throughout the world. Live stream, Roku, thank God. But God has really directed me. I'm overcoming, thank God. We'll be back traveling, we are back traveling, the same areas that I went back in the 90s, I guess, early 2000s. But we'll be in Joplin on January the 4th, 2014, and we'll be in, where we're going to be, South Bend, that same month, thank God. Is that right? Yeah. Amen. Then the first, then we'll be going to Joplin again. Then the first of February. In the middle of February, we'll be in Anaheim. Two airplanes, two citations with 16 worshipers and praisers. See, I've done this. I did a lot of this, you know. There's nothing new. Nothing new. Nothing new. What? So we'll be rotating to Anaheim, Houston, Tulsa, oh, I don't know, South Bend, probably Indianapolis, I don't know, rotating around Joplin and Plano. So get that straight. We'll be in Plano sometime. You'll have to keep up with it. Well, I praise God for what God has done. He strengthened me and led me. It's a great blessing to be back in all the areas where I did crusades, and we'll be back visiting the people that are still breathing. Now, a lot of them quit breathing. They got mad. They gave up on me. They got on the blogs, and they did all kinds of foolish things, but God forgave them, so did I for sure. So let's see what God's doing tonight. 1 Timothy chapter 5, a lot of good meat in chapter 5, and Bob Carpenter will be reading, and I'll be commenting as I know it's correct, or I'll be teaching the verses of Scripture. Bob Carpenter, 1 Timothy 5, verse 1.
Verse 1, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren.
That does not mean an elder, an officer in the church. That means someone that is an aged person. That's something that America has kind of forgot. They have little or no respect for someone that has some years on them. You don't bother me. Not one bit. I'm an apostle, and I'm also an elder. But some of you are so puffed up in your blind, ignorant hearts. And you think that you ought to be able to rebuke me when you want to, not as an apostle, but as an elder. God bless you, dumb people. I said dumb people. Don't call us dumb. You are dumb. You can't read simple words. Let's move on.
The elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters.
Oh, treat elder women as mothers?
Right.
Some of them may not like that. They don't even want to be mother of their own children. They want to leave with a babysitter. Are we going to get down to the nitty gritty this night, I guess? Next, let's go.
The younger as sisters with all purity.
Oh, treat the younger as sisters? Yeah. How old are you? How young are you? That will determine whether you'll be a sister, a mother, or what. Next.
With all purity.
With all purity. Thank God. Yeah. Next.
Honor widows that are widows indeed.
Honor widows that are widows indeed. We have two widows with this ministry. Thank God, got in mind. And Oh my God, Catherine Currier, Byers, Colorado. We have any more? I didn't say no more seeds, I said widows. Let's go.
But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God.
If a widow has children or nephews, right?
Right.
Let them do what?
Let them first show piety at home.
Piety at home. Next.
And to requite their parents.
Requite who?
Their parents.
Their parents. Good. Let's go on.
For that is good and acceptable before God.
That's good and acceptable before God. See, everybody gets instructed tonight. Everyone. Let's go on.
Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate, trusteth in God and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day.
A widow indeed and trusteth God?
A widow indeed and desolate.
Desolate.
Trusteth in God.
Trusteth in God.
And continueth in supplications and prayers night and day.
That's what widows are to do. Yeah. That's what they're to do. Prayer, supplication, and what else?
Supplication and prayers night and day.
Prayers night and day. Oh, that's the job of a widow. Pray. Next, let's go on.
Verse 6. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth.
That she referred to a widow that liveth in pleasure, dead while she liveth. Next.
And these things give in charge that they may be blameless. But if any...
Widows be blameless. Let give the charge that widows be blameless. Next, let's go.
But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those that are of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
Any that provided not for his own house. Yeah. Any man or woman either that provideth not for their own household, and denied the faith, and they're worse than an atheist, worse than an infidel. You know, let's go on.
Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man. Well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work.
Amen. Move on.
But the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith.
Yeah. Deny young widows. Deny them. You know why? Because they will deny the faith. They'll get married again. Is that what that says, Bob?
Yeah.
Right. They'll deny the faith. They'll get married again. Amen. Look, folks, marriage is honorable. It's honorable. But it's not always the will of God. Let's move on.
And withal, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not.
That's a dangerous thing, you know that? To be a busybody, a tattler, going from one house to the next, saying what, telling about things. You know, you don't even have to be a young widow or an old widow. You may be married. You like to tattle. You like to get on the phone. You like to talk. You like to get on the email. And you like to send them and tell them, oh, tattlers, busybodies, and other men's matters. Tattlers. Yeah, well, stop it. You're going to have to do your own work. Next.
I will, therefore, that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully.
Younger women marry, bear children, guide the house. What else?
Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully.
Give none occasion to the devil to speak reproachfully against you or the adversary. It doesn't have to be the devil. It may be a two-legged devil. Next.
For some are already turned aside after Satan.
Some who? Widows? Some widows and others have turned aside after Satan. Next.
If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed.
Amen. If any man have widows, you know, Kathy Bye, my daughter, is a widow, and I make sure that she is taken care of financially. Why do? Thank God. Next.
Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor.
Elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means also finances, money, elders. We don't have any elders that functioning yet in this group of people that are doing well, that deserve double honor or money. But we'll get them. We'll get them. Don't worry about that. We now are in a new phase, raising up the body of Christ throughout the world. Let's go.
Especially they who labor in the word and doctrine.
Right. Double honor, especially they that labor in the word and doctrine, teaching the word. Next.
For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn.
Scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. That's the one that bring forth fruit. Next.
And the laborer is worthy of his reward.
Laborer is worthy of his reward. You get that? The labor in the word. Prayer. Thank God. Next.
Against an elder, receive not an accusation.
Oh, is this wild? Against an elder, receive not an accusation. But, go ahead.
But before two or three witnesses.
But before two or three witnesses. You know, let's move on.
Them that sin, rebuke before all.
Them that sin, rebuke before all. Is that not wicked? That, no, not rebuking. What the response of the rebuke is what's wicked. As you know, I have rebuked wicked ones and I've had to pay a price for it. But I will continue to rebuke you, male and female, Jezebel or not. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bloggers and all. Thank God. Next.
That others also may fear.
Yeah, rebuke them, that others may fear. Next.
I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing but partiality.
Observe these things. Preferring one, not one over the other, and do it without partiality. Next.
Lay hands suddenly on no man.
Oh, here's a good one. Lay hands suddenly on no man. Right? Neither be a partaker of another man's sins. Is that right?
That's right.
Keep thyself pure. Is that right?
You got it.
Yeah. Amen. Right. Lay hands suddenly on no man. Not to be a partaker of another man's sin. Keep thyself pure. You know, you run around laying hands on people all the time. You know what? Unless God judges you to, you're a partaker of those people's sins that you lay hands on. Next.
Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake.
It's amazing, you know? Obviously, the water wasn't good. Water wasn't good. So, what did Paul say? Drink a little wine for thy stomach's sake. All you self-righteous people, God bless you. Next.
For thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities.
Oh, stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. Next.
Some men's sins are open beforehand.
Oh, this is a good one.
Going before to judgment, and some men they follow after.
Some sin, men's sins go beforehand. Go beforehand. And the judgment. Did I say that?
Going before to judgment.
Right. Yeah. Your sins will be judged before the last day, the great judgment day. Others go afterwards. Is that right?
Some men, they follow after.
Right. Their sins follow after them. Right. Next.
Last verse. Likewise also the good works of some are manifested beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid.
Likewise, the good works of some go before them. They're manifest. And those some cannot, the good works cannot be hid, right?
That's right.
Amen. Well, what a blessing. Thank God.